Lots of people have asked me why, at the age of 67, and after a near-fatal heart attack, cardiovascular episode, why would I want to start a new business? Well, the answer really is when I opened my eyes and came out of the coma and my head cardiologist told me back in late October of 2017, over a year ago now, and about 180 pounds ago, yes, I was a fat boy, that I was going to live. I asked the doc, coming in and out of my drugs as they were wearing out, what should I do now, doctor? And he leaned into me, and in no uncertain terms, expletives not used here, he said, Richard, do whatever the blank you want. And then he leaned in even closer, nose to nose with me, and said, whatever the blank you want. And so as I began to go from being bedridden to wheelchair to perambulator to two canes to one cane to slow walk to starting to move around semi-actively to where I sit today now, which is quite well, thank you very much, for a gazillion reasons, I decided to try to help my fellow neo-seniors, as I call them, those good folks between the ages of 55 and forever, and also their siblings and their significant others and their caring, interested social parties to figure out a way to share out under one web-based and live-based umbrella some of the mindfulness wisdom that I've learned from the good help that I've received from all my rehab training and education and my revisiting what I knew before I forgot to remember it on how to live a good life, because in the past I was at ideal weight. I was a vegan, lacto-ovo vegan before vegan was a word, was vegetarian back in the day. Watched what I ate, tried to be before organic, it was local farms and all of that stuff. And then as I started to make money and got into what I call the problems of privilege, I started to enjoy eating pretty much whatever I want. I never ate a lot of junk food, but I ate a lot of great food. And I ate way too much, and I thought I was bulletproof. And you know, if you're listening to this podcast and you're between under the age of 35, you feel pretty bulletproof. You don't stare down your mortality unless, God forbid, something strange happens to you in an accident or whatever. But after that, your mortality starts to approach. And as I say in some of our presentations, we're all being chased by the same sheriff. That sheriff has got a lasso and a very fast horse, and he's very good at manipulating both his horse and the lasso. And no matter how fast we run, sooner or later, he's going to get us around the neck and pull us off our pony, no matter how serpentine we are, no matter how bulletproof or immortal we think we are. So anyhow, why did I start Neo Seniors? Was to accumulate my own subject matter information and the subject matter expertise of folks that I trust in several of the areas in our mindfulness series around elder law and nutrition and metabolic awareness and how to be a good consumer and how to live with your family and social networking and cyber protections and all of that and sleep health, etc., and share that back very cost effectively in a lot of ways to receive the content and the wisdom back to Neo Seniors and their significant others and their caregivers or care folks who are trying not to be their caregivers in the intense way. We don't want to become frail or complex seniors, as they call it in the healthcare industry. So that's why Neo Senior Services exists. It is a crowdsourced business. It is some old school in terms of wisdom and new school in terms of being a web-based platform with also live alternatives. And we do share some of our proceeds back with not-for-profit organizations, which are noted on our website. And we also share back significantly to our subject matter experts who deliver the content. And it's not just, learning is not just an event. It's a lifelong process. And we're going to be there for our customers forever, as long as we're at this, sharing additional supplemental information after they subscribe to a webinar or our webinar series. A mindfulness, power of mindfulness series. So that's what we do. Trying to have a higher purpose, make a little, give back a lot, help all boats rise on the folks that we touch, and we're here to help. And this is Rich LaChalle, founder and co-owner of Neo Senior Services, LLC, and myself and all of our staff are at your service, and thank you.